How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LMIC. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Neighbors, the total dispersion of the fall calving cow herd of Suffin Cattle Company out of southeast Colorado is going to be happening Monday, June 10th, 11 a.m. at the Jordan Stockyards, Caddo, Oklahoma. The offering includes 70 fall calving registered Angus cows, 100 fall calving registered all black and all polled Inflex cows, and 80 commercial spring calving Angus and Angus Cross 2 to 4 year old cows. For more information, call John Suffin, 719-940-3729, 719-940-3729. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center with us once again and talking today with Jim about the stocker market, the feeder market, and things seem to be looking pretty good right now. That market, of course, being undergirded by the idea that we may hold back a few females this year to start the process of trying to rebuild the mama cow herd. That all depends on what kind of shape we're in as far as pastures are concerned across the middle part of the country.
We've had really in the last 2 weeks quite an improvement in many areas, although some areas are still very much facing drought. We've had some good precipitation, and we've got later than normal green up in some areas, but it has started and really did stabilize, especially calf and yearling prices in this past week. We saw most auctions across the country $3 to $4 per hundredweight higher on both calves and yearlings than just the prior 2 weeks. If we can get a little bit more moisture, but we have a lot more confidence out in cow-calf country, and we're holding animals on the forage. We're not having quite as many forced sales of animals coming to the marketplace. Things are looking a little bit brighter, and it has shown up, as you mentioned, in calf and yearling prices being supported by some improvement in pasture and range conditions.
As far as what may be ahead short-term for calf and stocker yearling prices?
Well, normally we have a rather flat market in the summertime after our spring highs, but we really didn't have spring highs this year in the calf and yearling market due to the weather conditions and the very high feedstuff costs, et cetera, and feedlots being really not aggressive buyers in the marketplace, being very cautious. So I think it can be a sideways market for a little while, but it certainly does set the stage with a little bit more moisture that in the second half of 2013, we can be above the rather depressed calf and yearling prices of a year ago due to the drought conditions and the high feedstuff costs. So, you know, is it a turning point yet? I think it's too early to call, but certainly the recent moisture has been well needed and has spilt back over into the prices of cattle.
One market that ranchers may have noticed is substantially down from a year ago, call calf prices. Jim Robb says they're about $10, $15, $20 a hundredweight less than this time in 2012.
Those have stabilized in the last 2 weeks or so. The year-to-year pressure compared to the record-high prices last year has been that we've had increased supplies of domestic cattle, especially cull beef cows, coming to market in recent weeks. The beef cow slaughter for the last 4 to 5 weeks has run consistently well above a year ago.
Jim Robb, who's the top hired hand of the Livestock Market Information Center. He works with land-grant universities around the country in dissecting these livestock markets on an ongoing basis. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, June 8th, it's Chris Black's Cream of the Crop Sale in Crawford, Oklahoma. We'll be selling 500 head of powerful club calf-producing genetics, including 400 elite fall-bred heifers and donor prospects, 50 fall-calving young cows, and 30 herd bull and AI sire prospects. For videos and a catalog, go to www.blackherfordranch.com or call Chris Black at 580-309-0711. The Black Hereford Ranch Cream of the Crop Sale, June 8th in Crawford.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.